Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. Even now, entering into the portal of tonight's full moon in Pisces, which is exceptionally magical, mystical, creative, and inspiring. Less good for logic, for clarity of the logical kind, and for everyday mundane matters. So set aside everyday cares, at least for the next hours, and let yourself be carried away in safe ways, not overboard, into realms of mystery and inspiration and creativity that may carry you forward through whatever comes. Tonight's full moon is a magical one, immersed in the deep waters of the cosmos and of art, mystery, spirit, and fairy. This is the full moon in Pisces. Pisces is the final sign of the zodiac. We've journeyed through all the experiences on offer and are ready to dissolve into the ether. In Aries, the next sign will start a new journey fueled by fire. Tonight, we rest in knowing we can just let go. We find the moon at the very end of Pisces and the sun at the end of Virgo. Not only are we at a turning of the lunar cycle, we're at a turning of the year. In 2 days, the sun enters Libra, marking the autumn equinox. As the moon wanes after the full, so the light of the sun will begin to wane as we move into autumn and toward winter. This is a time of thresholds, of liminal spaces. Dreams can seem very real. Ordinary reality might seem faint and fluid in comparison. The mystical qualities of this Pisces full moon are enhanced by the presence of Neptune, conjunct the moon. Neptune is the modern ruler of Pisces, this planet participates fully in the inspirational and magical qualities Pisces brings. Note, though, that the Piscean realms have their darkness. This is a full moon that can trigger intense emotion. For some, addictive patterns could be activated. Some may respond to the open-ended fluidity of Pisces with anxiety. These possibilities are worth being aware of and managed as needed. They point to the power of this place in the zodiac. This third final decan of Pisces is known for its intensity. It's said to be ruled by Mars, who opposes the moon and is conjunct the sun, though this is an out-of-sign conjunction, as Mars has already entered Libra. Mars right now is completely hidden under the sun's beams. His agency, his capacity to act, is obscured. This adds to the mystical qualities of the full moon. Mars is present and has some power, but cannot be seen. Mars isn't at their best in Libra in any case. We can imagine Mars acting in hidden ways, perhaps stimulating action through dreams or visions. Or we might imagine this Mars in a position of surrender, which is not always a place of weakness. When larger forces are in play, sometimes our personal will loses importance. Pluto's transformative powers also wield some influence. While both Sun and Moon are separating from their trine and sextile to Pluto, there's plenty of orb left for the connection to be felt. What unfolds during this full moon could resound for a much longer period of time. Jupiter is the ancient ruler of Pisces, and therefore can be said to co-rule this full moon. Mercury rules the Sun in Virgo, and these two are tightly trine each other in the full moon chart. Jupiter at 23 Aquarius and Mercury at 23 Libra. Something deep may speak to us. Jupiter is a philosopher, a scholar, a jurist, a sage. Mercury is a wordsmith, perceptive, and diplomatic in Libra. It's interesting to note that Jupiter is retrograde and has been, while Mercury, though direct, is already well into their retro shade and will soon turn retrograde. Each of these planets has a more inward focus. Venus in Scorpio opposes Uranus and is in conjunct both Chiron and Ceres. She is therefore at the apex of a yod. Somehow this intense Venus must balance acute needs for healing, Chiron in Aries, against a wide-ranging and fertile curiosity, Ceres in Gemini. With the yod, the answer lies opposite the apex, which neatly returns us to Uranus and Taurus. It seems that embracing the magic of this full moon could upset some of our everyday arrangements, even as it brings in new depths of insight and creativity. This sense of consequences is supported by a square from Venus to Saturn. This square is separating, though, and the opposition to Uranus is still forming. So Venus is leaning away from Saturnian restriction and turns to face Uranian revolution full on. Yes, this is one more trigger of our ongoing Saturn-Uranus square. We won't have the third and final exact square until late December, but it's good to remember that the tug of war between maintaining the status quo and making radical changes continues to unfold. We began this lunar cycle with a new moon in Virgo that called on us to be trusting, to proceed in the face of uncertainty even though we'd much rather understand what's going on. During the waxing phase, we visited some pretty deep territory. It hasn't all been fun and games. And now here we are, with a full moon ready to carry us off into the mists. How far and how deep do we go? The answer lies in part in our birth charts. My usual advice to check your chart is relevant here. Where does this full moon axis across the end of Virgo and Pisces fall for you? This is the part of your chart that will feel an influx of magical energy. Can you partner with the energy where and how it shows up? Does it feel too destabilizing for you to embrace? Another part of the answer depends on your current goals and circumstances. Perhaps you are working in areas related to exactly what this full moon will bring. The potential of creative inspiration and/or spiritual insight is great. Tonight could be a powerful night for divination. I'd suggest, though, not asking questions unless you're ready for the answers. If your needs and focus are not aligned with the current energy, this moon can be experienced as a dreamy, charming interlude. It's probably not the best time for any major life decisions, especially anything binding. A lyric used to mean a short poem full of feeling. The word came from the musical instrument the lyre, a harp-like instrument we think of in relation to ancient Greece, although it seems to have come originally from Egypt. The word itself is of uncertain origin. Today, lyrics are the words of songs, the ones we sing or that play in our heads, not always at opportune moments. This interweaving of past and present, words and music, meaning and mystery, seems perfect for tonight's full moon. I wish you a lyrical time. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you a magical, wonderful full moon in Pisces. We're having rain here, so I'm glad I caught a glimpse of the golden glow of the moon last night. Whatever your weather or even time of day, I hope you can make some space for some creative magic in your life. As always, thank you for listening.